Actually, on today, on Wednesday, we are going to visit our project there for monitoring visit. Then we happen to learn that there is an impact of IDP camping at ECS compound. They came from Kikaye in dire need of voice for change. What we did was to assist them with, we bought 20 packs of cassava flour. Then we bought some gerators of this bagger fish, some onions, some three gerators of cooking oil, and also firewood. So these are the items we gave them.
So according to the information you got from Ye, when you went to check on your projects there, where are these IDPs coming from?
According to the information, these IDPs are mostly from that side of Maridi and other places. Not sure of the names, but what I know is that they are from that side of Maridi. I think there are some soldiers that have been either to pursue the rebels, I don't know. So these soldiers are missing civilians, they are raping women. So as a result of this, these people decided to evacuate that place by running away.
I've not got you clearly. Did you find out why they decided to leave their place and come to Ye town?
Yes, we talked to some of the IDPs, and they said that they went away because of threats from uniformed men. They are saying the army, that they are looting their property and raping women at the same time and also torturing civilians.
So when you talk of men in uniform, did they point some fingers to some people?
I'm not so sure, but what I know is there are some soldiers, the government soldiers, who have been taken there to maybe pursue the rebels who have not signed the revitalized agreement because they are causing a lot of atrocities there. They have gone there to pursue them, but it's like instead of pursuing the rebels, they are now meeting civilians, raping women. Yeah.
As you have a project in Ye, mostly people are also trying to identify cases of sexual gender-based violence. What was your finding in Ye?
What we found out was that indeed the women who have been raped, but the number we didn't get access to the survivors. So that's a bit challenging, but maybe our team on ground, they are still following, they will get to know how many women have been raped and how many people have been victimized.
In your interaction with the IDPs, how do they look like?
They are really worn out because these are people who ran with nothing. They have seen only the clothes on them, nothing to change, and they are very weak because there is no food for them. After the time, before we took this food, they had nothing. They are really in dire need of food.